I would like to move on to the Amud Beis, but today, as you'll see in a few minutes, I want to touch on some Yisaidistika topics that are the Gat Rabatim Taisis, that the Stipler brings here in Siman Aleph. And, of course, you'll see the two issues I want to discuss today are both, as you'll see, very basic. It's important to realize the significance of these two lines. There's two lines in Taisis, but nevertheless, between Taisis and the Ramban, it becomes a very important topic. What I'd like to do is digress for a minute and talk to you about Asei Deichalais Asei. We skipped the five line of Asei Deichalais Asei, we'll come back to it. But I want to talk to you in a general way about what Asei Deichalais Asei does, so to speak, and discuss the basic chakira of hutra and hutcha. I think those are words that everybody's familiar with. The stipler here in Siman Aleph, Ois Dalit, clares the rules of hutra and hutcha. So I'd like to talk about it. It's an expression that we have not only by Asei Deichalais Asei. There are many mitzvahs in Torah where we clare if something is hutra and hutcha. The question is, what does it mean? What does it mean hutra? What does it mean hutcha? What is the whole chakira? When we say that an avera gets pushed off for a mitzvah, or for whatever reason it can get pushed off, when we say such a concept, it could be hutra, it could be hutcha. It could be that it's hutra means totally muta. It could be hutcha, it's pushed off. There's one simin for hutra and hutcha, and that is the following. If something is hutra, you don't have to find an eitzah to avoid doing it. Let's say you have an eitzah to avoid something. If it's hutra, it's totally muta. An example of hutra is Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tif. On Yom Tif, all the Lamites Malachas apply, except for Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tif is Hutra Lagabri. Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tif is totally Mutter. So let's say a person wants to cook something for his Yom Tif meal, and we tell him, what do you have to cook it for? You can eat something else instead. He doesn't have to look for any Eitzes. It's hutra, it's totally mutter. And the meila, Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tif, you don't look for eitzes, you can cook whatever you like to eat. You cook and you eat it. As long as it's a tzarech Eichel Nefesh, it's mutter. That's called that it's hutra. When we say hutcha, hutcha means if you have an eitzah, you have to look for an eitzah. When you say that something is nidcha, you have to find eitzes. An example of that is a chayla eating on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha, is marich to show that on Yom Kippur a chayli is hutcha. Pekuach nefesh is hutcha on Yom Kippur, and therefore a chayla has to eat pachis mikashir if he can make it. If he could live with pachis mikashir, that's what he has to do. Even though Chati Shir is also Ben HaTorah, it's also Nisa Dairaisa. But it's less of an Issa. So B'meila, since Pikuach Nefesh on Yom Kippur is Hutcha, so therefore a person is obligated to eat Pachas Mikashir. But we don't say that on Yom Tif. You're cooking Pachal Nefesh, we don't say cook Pachas Mikashir. No such thing. On Yom Tif it's Hutcha. So therefore you don't need Eitzes. If you have Eitzes, you don't have to do that. On Yom Kippur, it's Hutcha. It's Hutcha, you have to eat Pachas B'Kashir. And that's where Reb Chaim came with his Chiddush. Reb Chaim holds that Yom Kippur is Hutcha. He argues with the whole din of Pachas B'Kashir. It's known, the Soloveitchiks in general. They argue, they say Pachas B'Kashir is only talking by someone who might later come Lidei Sakana. But for a real sakon, it's hutra. If you hold it, it's hutra. That's why Reb Chaim held that Yom Kippur, you don't have to eat pachas b'kashir. The halacha is like the Mishnah Berurah. We do eat pachas pachas b'kasher v'chai. So that is the basic difference between something that's hutra and something that's hutcha. That's how you could tell. You have a shayla l'mashal. The stipler brings. The stipler, this is all the stipler here. The simet aleph ois dalet. The mishal amamayim, but the yisayit is there. He brings yuma davav as a makar. On yuma davav, it talks about tumah hutra b'tzibur. That the halacha is that if the tzibur roiv of Klal Yisrael is tameh, so you're allowed to bring a carbon tzibur tumah hutra b'tzibur. So I'll ask you a shayla. Let's say roiv of Klal Yisrael is tameh, and tumah is hutra b'tzibur. Let's say I could call kayanim a miut atar. There's some kayanim that are tar. So I want to go and schlep in kayanim who are tar. They might be from a different base av, but I'll tell them, come anyway, you're the only tar kayanim, you do the avayda. Am I mechuyev to do the eitza and find kayanim that are tar if it's mekdeshiyas, if it's doable? So the stipler brings that in the Gemara Yumatz Muchach, that's tali if tumah is hutra b'tzibur or tumah is hutcha b'tzibur. If it's hutra, you don't have to find eitzes. You could call in, you don't have to call in other kayanim. It's hutra. It's no avera b'chlal. If it's hutcha, then if you have an eitzah, if it's possible to get other kayanim here, then you have to get other kayanim here to bring the carbon. So this is the klal hadvarim of things that are hutra or hutcha. There's a second afkamina of hutra or hutcha, and that has to do with the halacha of ribu b'shiurim. There's a halacha on Yom Tif of ribu b'shiurim. You're allowed to add in a shiur. What does that mean? On Yom Tif, let's say you want to eat a bowl of spaghetti. So you're allowed to cook spaghetti on Yom Tif. Once you're cooking spaghetti, you can already put up a big pot of spaghetti. Even though, really, the reason that you're putting up more is for tomorrow. You're not cooking for tomorrow. But Reba B'shiurin on Yom Tif is mutter. You're allowed, once you're cooking for Yom Tif, you're allowed to eat. That's a Gemara, the second parak in Beya. I think it's Zayin of an Aleph. The Gemara says that you're allowed to add, once you're cooking, you're allowed to cook more. The Rab says there that that's because it's hutra. Cooking on Yom Tif is hutra. What does hutra mean? Hutra means it's bechlal not an avera to cook on Yom Tif. Cooking for food is not an avera. So if I take a pot of spaghetti, I put it on the stove, the maisa is not a maisa avera because I want to eat from the spaghetti. So since the Maisa Aveira is not an Aveira, it's Hutra, so Rebi Bishurin is also Mutter. I can eat as much as I want. When something is Hutra, Rebi Bishurin is Mutter. The Rad says, if something is Hutcha, then we don't say Rebi Bishurin is Mutter. The Rad holds that a Chayl on Shabbos is also Hutcha. Chayli on Shabbos is Hutcha, just like Yom Kippur. So he says, what happens if you want to cut, you have to cut down a fruit for a chayla shesh besakana. You have to cut a branch with a fruit for a chayla shesh besakana. So he only needs one fruit. Am I allowed to cut a branch, the same branch, one branch I'm cutting, but it has two fruits on it. So there it's aser. It's also one ma'aseh melacha. I'm cutting a branch is 1 inch thick, I'm cutting one branch either way. So I can cut a branch that has one fruit on it, a branch that has two fruits. So the Rad says, since a chayla on Shabbos is only hutcha, that means that cutting the branch is a ma'aseh aveira, just it's hutcha. Hutcha means it's an aveira, but you're allowed to do it. So I'm only allowed to do it the shear that I need for the chayla. Ribu b'shiurin, to add to the shear, to cut a branch that has two fruits on it, Reba b'shiurin on something that's hutcha, is awesome, says the Rebbe. So we have a second afkamina hutray hutcha. One afkamina was if you have a different eitzah, if you bechuyif to do the eitzah. Another afkamina is ribi b'shiurin. There's a shaila d'achiezer if a kayin could go into a room where there are two mason, one is his relative, there's another mace, is he allowed to go in? So the Mechas Chinuch says that it's totally if hutra yhutra. If you hold it's hutra, tumah by a kayin for a relative, you hold it's hutra, so the Mechas Chinuch says, we'll be sure in his mother, you can do it when there are two mason. If you hold it's hutra, you can only do it for one mace. You can't do it's real sorry, Bibishur, and you have two mace in there. So again, I mentioned this as an example to give you, I'm not trying to teach you Hilchas Ribi Bishurin, but trying that we should all understand the Hutra and Hutra. When it comes Adar, we go back to Daf the Dalit to say the Chalais, I'm going to come back to this. But the Yisoid, the determining factor of hutra, a hutra, is if you have to find an eitzah. What?
Last
Kesher said
it's
kayin. Okay, yeah.
If it's hutra, so it's not hutra to the other person.
If it's hutra, so then Rebbe Shurin is mutter. Why not? Okay, this is Reb Chaim Oizer's tied on the Mechas Chinuch. You're right. Reb Chaim Oizer asked this on the Mechas Chinuch, but I don't. The side of the thing just explained Hutra Hutra. It's accurate. At any rate, the Nekuda that we're trying to understand is that Hutra means it's not an Aveira. It's Bechlal not an Aveira. Hutra means it's an Aveira that you're allowed to do. That the Torah says you're allowed to do it. So the word Aveira is a bad word to use here. Aveira means you know I'll do it. Here it's a maisa aveira, but you're allowed to do it because it's hutcha. That's the chiluk. Now,
why not avoid it?
What?
Why not avoid it? Why not avoid it if you can?
Why not avoid it if you can? So we understand because it's not a maisa aveira at all. We understand the kavan of the Rabbeinu Shalom when he gave the Torah to tell us that on Yom Tov cooking was never asked in cooking. It's now, it wasn't Aveira in the first place cooking for today.
So,
right. So, Oichol Nefesh Hayoyim was never asked in the first place. That's what we're understanding, Kavanah Satayra, that way, that it was never asked in the Tchim. Now, let's get to our Tosfos. Tosfos asked, Lo Rebbe Kiva. You should say, asay doichol ois asay. And you should be allowed to be miyabim, bisurei lavim in a Torah. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's also to be miyabim, bisurei lavim. So this is their right to be miyabim, bisurei lavim. And Tosfos is asking, we should say, asay doichol ois asay. Is asay doichol ois asay hutra, or is it hutcha? So what would you say? If it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnehem, Reish Lakish has a memra earlier in the parak, which we skipped, that whenever it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnehem, you do not say Asay Doichol Ois Asay. That means that Reish Lakish is telling us that Asay Doichol Ois Asay is Hutcha. It's only Hutcha. If it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnehem, if it's possible to do, the Asay and the Ois Asay are Mechayiv to. We don't say asay doichol ois asay when you have an eitzah. So the Gemara asks, so you should always do chalitza. Rabbi Yavam Malav, you should always do chalitza. The Gemara says chalitza, but makam yibum lav mitzvah. Chalitza doesn't take the place of yibum. Yibum is the lechatchila dekha mitzvah. So at any rate, Reish Lakish holds hutcha. And the stipler says that it's muchuch from shas, that that's the ikar shita ledina. Because the Gemara all over the Masechtas and Shas always brings Mahomer Reish Lakish Hefadef Shalakayim Shneyem, you don't say Asay Dechol Ois Asay. The ikar lahalacha is hutcha, that a say daichaloisa say is hutcha. However, the stipler shows that a dalet amin beis is a man yamer who holds hutcha. So it's a machlokes ameirayim. The ikar is hutcha. There's a man yamer who holds hutcha. But the ikar ladina is that a say daichaloisa say is hutcha. Now, let me interpret that. What does it mean to say the chalaisa say is hutcha? It means the avera exists, just that the assay pushes away the avera. Okay, that's what the stipler is saying. So again, before we get to Taisvis, I hope you have a clear understanding of this, which is a very kloliistic idea: the gedara of hutcha and hutcha, and the how it applies to a seidach and lais asay. Come to Taisus. Taisus asks, Light Rabbi Akiva, let us say, a seidach and lais asay. You should be miyabeim, isurei lavim, if a grusha falls to a kayin, or a mabza falls to Yisrael, let us say, be deich and lais asay. Even though Rebbe Kiva normally holds that a kedusha taisin, but here we should say asay dechalois asay. So I'm going to ask you a question. Let's say, like Rebbe Kiva, asay is dechalois asay. Let's say taisis kasha. Like Rebbe Kiva, asay is dechalois asay. What does that mean? Does that mean that now kedushin will be taisis? What does Taisus mean? As say should be nechalaisa say, but kedushin is not Taisus. You hear my question? Rabbi Kiva holds. Let's say it's a grusha to a kayin. A grusha falls to Yibum to a kayin. Rabbi Kiva's shita is that if a kayin marries a grusha, it's not chal ever, and kedushin Taisus v'chayv elav. Now we're going to say of Taisus. I say, Dechaloisa say, if it's Yibum, a Kayin should marry a Grusha. Let's say he has a brother that married a Grusha and died, and now it falls to him. He should be allowed to marry a Grusha, because I say, Dechaloisa say, Yibum. What does Taisus mean in his Kasha? See, Taisus, two lines, we don't know what he means. Does he mean that I say should be deichel, I say, and you should be married to her, and kedusha should be chal? Or I say deichel, I say, but kedusha is not chal. Zok the stipler, that depends if hutray hutcha. How so? Let's think it through. If you say I say deichel, I say is hutra. I say deichel, I say is hutra. Rabbi Kiva is saying that you're allowed lachatchila to marry your grusha who fell to Yibum, it's hutra. There's no avera b'chlal. If there's no avera b'chlal, if it's totally hutra, that kedusha will be typhus. If it's hutra, it means that the Rabbi Shalom never said a din in this case of Yisurei Lavin. Because that's what hutra means. Hutra means the maisa is not a maisa of Yisurei Lavin. Just like if you cook on Yom Tov. No one's going to say, I'm cooking on Yom Tov. I'm doing Meleches Yom Tov, but I have an overriding thing that lets me. Echol Nefesh overrides. It's not Pshat. Hutra means there's no Avera Bechlal. Bechlal, it's not a Mais Avera. That's why Rubi Vishurin is not. It's Bechlal, not a Mais Avera Mitchila. If that's what it means, it's not a Mais Avera Bechlal Meikara. It's not a Bechlal a Mais Avera. If so, kedusha will be taifis. When he marries a grusha, if it's not a emaisa avera, he'll be married to her, even though usually a kedusha taifis a mechayv eladin. But if it's hutra legabri, this is not a case of an avera. Kedusha will be taifis. If you hold a say deichalois say is only dechuya, is only the avera is an avera, but it's hutcha, then you're allowed to be Bayil Har because of Seder Chalais Haseh. You have the Aveira and the Mitzvah, and the Mitzvah is worth more than the Aveira, so you're allowed to do it. But she's still a Chayv Yelav. Kedusha won't be Taifas. So comes out of the stifler, I have another nafkamina between Hutra and Hutra. I have now a new nafkamina if it's Hutra and Hutra. If you have a case of a say Daichalaisa say, and Yamayabim, if you hold Hutra, Kedusha is Chal. If you hold Hutra, then the Aveira is still an Aveira, Kedusha is not Chal. Am I being clear? What nafkaminas do we have today, Hutra and Hutra? That's the main thing I want you to know, and then we'll apply it to Tysus.
You said that Kedushin
Tysin, the Chayve Elavin. Is it Talia the Issin?
That is the Lashon of
the Kiva.
You hold
it,
not
Talia
the Issin.
What's your other choice? It's not Tali the Chiv, it's Tali in.
It's Arab, or it's a lot. It doesn't change, even if it's Hutra.
You mean the Metzias of the Lav? Metzias. Okay. Rabbi Chanan, Kavitz Aris, Claris, what you're clearing. And you're right. I told you I wanted to talk about two Yisaitis today. That's the second Yisait. We'll get to it. Is everybody on board with Hutra and Hutra? It shouldn't be confusing. Hutra and Hutra is the simplest thing in the world. They tell people Hutra and Hutra, they get totally Hutra from the whole thing. But Hutra and Hutra is a simple thing. If you have an Eitzah, do you have to do the Eitzah or not? That's all. If you have an Eitzah, you have to look for an Eitzah. You don't have to look for an Eitzah. That's the difference between Hutra and Hutra. No? The thing is that the site itself, is it clear to everybody? I don't know. Okay, Hutra means there's no Aveira B'chlal. A good marshal for you. I don't know. Hutra means there's no Aveira B'chlal, and Hutra means that there is an Aveira, but it's Mutter in this case. Right, you're not allowed to wake up your father. Sarna Kibarav. If your father tells you to wake him up because he wants to go to Minyan, so it's a mitzvah to wake him up, right? So we're going to say, Minyan is being Daicha Kibarav, it's Hutcha. It's not Hutcha. If your father wants to be awakened, then awakening him is Bechal not an Aveira. Right? It's Hutcha. Right? When something is not right, but under certain circumstances it's right, so it's not an Aveira B'chlal. Hutra means that it's B'chlal, not an Aveira. Hutcha means it's a B'di'evet. We have this, we have that, this outweighs that, it's a B'di'evet, and we'll do it. That's the difference between Hutra and Hutcha. We have today three nafkaminas, right? If you have to find an Eitzah, Riva B'shiurim, and L'gabe Chalois Kedush. What? If it's Hutra, then Kedusha is not Chal, it's Chayv Elavin. If the Maisa Bia is the mitzvah, then it will be Mutter to do it. If the Maisa is the Chalais, that's the Ramban's Teretz, right? Then it's not. What the Stipler is saying is that this Shaila, Hutray Hutra, that has all these three nafkaminas, is Taloi, and this is Taloi the Machlaikas Rash, the Taisus and the Ramban. The Stipler holds that everyone agrees the mitzvah of Yibum is marriage. The mitzvah of Yibum is to be Kainaha, Ulakacha, Loi, Leisha. Everyone agrees the mitzvah is to be married. So, what's Pshat in Taisus? Taisus asks, Asay Dechalois Asay. Let's say I say Dechalois Asay Le Rabbi Kiva. It's not this title. The Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva, all three answer that you don't say Asay Dechalois Asay because Kedushin is not Taifas. a kiddushin taisa b'chayvei lavin. The mitzvah is to be married to her, but even your bayala, you're not going to be married to her. You're not going to be married to her anyway. Memela, we don't say a seidecha leisa say, because at the end you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. It's like the stipler, that makes sense if it's hutcha, which is emes ladina. They're answering the emes lahalacha, that it's hutcha. If it's hutcha, then the teretz makes sense. And lahalacha, ladina, it's emes, the teretz makes sense. It's a good teretz. Tosfos, who asked the kasha, was asking the kasha on the tzad that it's hutcha. Tosfos' kasha is going on the tzad that it's hutcha. We don't paskin that way, but you can still ask the kasha. Tosfos asking a kasha, you'll tell me a teretz, it doesn't insulate everyone. There's a man yama hutcha. So Tosfos' kasha is a kasha on the tzad that you say hutcha. The Ramban, the Raja, the Ritva are saying a teretz on the tzad that it's hutcha. In other words, Tosfos the kasha asked, a seder chaloisa say, you should marry her and it'll be chal. Tosfos held it'll be chal. Because Tosfos was asking if they'd like to tzad that it's hutcha. The Ramban, the Raja, the Ritva who answered, they're answering ladina that it's hutcha. So Mamela, it's good. Bishniya. You hold that it's hutcha, they should stay married with a bishniya, maybe an achinami. We see a chacham in Beis is a gezeira like Rava. Rav Yilama Rav argues, so maybe Rava tackles hutcha. It's a meirah. Rava could hold hutcha, and Rav Yilama Rav could not hold of Rava because he could hold that it's hutcha. So it could be. There it's Amirayim, so it's a machlek Amirayim anyway. Here it's a Rekiva, it's a Tana, the Tana has to shim with everybody. So here's the cash. But you're right, that would have been Afkamino Bibi Yashniya.
What? If they married without
Bibi? Well, the question is if it's Chal, because Kedushan and Pipe is Mechai Velav. So even without Bibi, if somebody just goes over to Chai Velav and is Mechandishar, well, maybe I just Mechandishar, but Rekiva holds it's not Chal. So Bebeila, that's what the stipler names on the din is the Kenyan. So he's being masked by the whole sugi with this assumption that the Mrs. is the Kenyan. He doesn't have two drachim. He just says the Mrs. is the Kenyan. So Bebeila, this is the way his shot runs through.
I was asking the question we had in the Ramban.
Okay. So now we come to the kasha we had yesterday. Good. Okay. We asked yesterday that the Gemara says, Rava sena chesamid out, that ain kedushin types, that ain asay, dechalosis yeshesh bekaris. Right, Tosfos is talking about a lav. Now we switch. Now we go to lav sheesh bekaris. He tells them, Rabbi Kiva, Yisrael Lavin, fine. Now, Rabbi Chanan says, let's talk about a lav sheish bekaris. Not the Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah's case, Bitoi. Bitoi is a lav sheish bekaris. So yesterday we asked, Rabbi Chanan asked, that Einas, this Rabbi Chanan is a Simin Yer Aleph Ois Tes. He asked the Kasha that I say, the Gemara says, "Ein asay deicha loisis yeshesh bekaris." So you can't be miyabim your daughter. That makes sense. Asay is not deicha marrying your daughter. Ein asay deicha loisis yeshesh bekaris. So you can't be miyabim your daughter. I have no problem with that. Kasha is, even if an asay is deicha loisis yeshesh bekaris. Let's say the rule in Shas is asay deicha loisis yeshesh bekaris all over Shas. You still can't be miyabim your daughter, because what was the Rabban the Rashi the Ritva's heart? That kedushas nachal, you can't be miyabim. So the same thing the Rabban Rashi Ritva say on Tosfos, achay ve'lavim, you can't be miyabim because after the bia you're not kind of them. Rabbi Chanan asks on achay ve'krisus, that by achay ve'krisus also, we should say even if I say doicha loisis yesh mekaris. But how could you be miyabein? Even if you're allowed to be bayil, but if you're bayil, you're not kaidah. You can do shetaisin. It was saying that the mitzvah is to be married to her. So the Meila frek Rabbi Chanan, and the truth is the Stipler himself asked this in Siman Aleph Ayis Gimel. He asked this kasha that the kedusha is nachal. So the Rabban's teretz on Taisa's kasha is shver from the Gemara earlier. It's not only on Daf Ches, it's on Daf Dalet also. That if you say Dachalosi Yeshesh Mekaris, you could be miyavim. What do you mean you can be miyavim? You can't be miyavim anyway because it's nachal. See, that kasha the Gemara asks. That's how the Gemara gets into the Gemara Taka asks that. Gemara says, "Ola halamali." We should say "Dechalei Shesh Mekaris." So Gemara asks that. That's how it gets into the whole sugya to say "Dechalei Shesh." So. If a say "Dechalei Shesh," the shemitz of chalitza. So that the Gemara of Chaf says that koshen alivu may not chalitza. Except like Rav Gidla Marav, who holds that this is an exception. It's the sugya on the Chaf Amin Aleph. Rav Gidla Marav. Koshein al chalitza in al yibum, Eisur Elavim. That's the sugya on Gidla Amin Aleph, Rav Gidla Marav's memory. Okay. So we asked, what does Rav have to say? Ein asay dachalai shesh mekaris. Even if I say dachalai shesh mekaris, it should be the same thing. The Stipler, if I understand him correctly, Stifler says, Inachinami, you're right. Itaka right. Even I say it's Daicha Loisi Yeshesh Bekaris, you still can't be Miyadam because it's only Daicha, it's only Hutcha. Why does the Gemara use a Lashin of Eina Say Daicha Loisi Yeshesh Bekaris? It wants to come out even like the Mandiyama, well, it's Hutcha. This is a Mandiyama Hutcha. He's a Mandiyama and Dalit on his day. This whole Ramban, we said, is only if you hold Hutcha. That's the whole oiftu of this whole binyan, is that the Ramban's teretz is only if you hold Hutcha. If you hold Hutcha, there is an Aveira. If there is an Aveira, I say the Chalais is say, but Kedush is Dacha. By Karis, the same thing. If you hold Hutcha, Kedush is Dacha. If you say, I say the Chalais is Karis, Kedush is Omicha. But like the Bad Yama Hutcha, Kedusha will be chal. So he said that's the author of Dafkanina, Hutra and Hutra. The Gemara, let's say Rava Chesam and Aleph, or the Gemara Dalit, who uses a Lashon of Eina Sei Dachalos Yeshesh Mekaris, they want to use a Lashon that's kill everybody. In other words, even if you're Hutra, so you could ask, Sei Dachalos Yeshesh Mekaris be Miyavim, so they use a Lashon, Eina Sei Dachalos Yeshesh Mekaris, which is true according to everybody. But in Achidami, it's totally in this Nach like this. So this is the binyan of the Stipler and how it works into this Taisus. It's how interesting. What? How is the Kasha, which Kasha? That the Gemara later on says it's not. That's not the Kasha, because this Tais is going to Rabbi Kiva. Gemara later is going like the Chacham. Tais is not Rabbi Kiva. His Kasha, the Kasha was on the Rabban's Teretz. The Rabban answered that you don't say Adai Say Decha Loisa Say, because after the Adai Say pushes away the Loisa Say, he's still not married to her, because Say Kedushin Tais B'chai V'lad. That's what the Rabban answered. The Kasha is on the Rabban's Teretz. Rabban's Teretz is so he asks, if so by Karis also on Chesam and Aleph, that we should say that even if I say is the Chalais Yeshesh Mekaris, you should say I say the Chalais Yeshesh Mekaris, you can't be Miyabim because Kedush is Nachal. The same thing the Rabban says by Lavim here, which is a Teres of Taisus Kasha, would be Shver on Chesam and Aleph, because if it's Nachal, so then you can't do the mitzvah. So on that, he's answering that in Achinami. It depends on Hutra and Hutcha. He's answering Taisus Kasha Lahalacha, like the Badiyama Hutcha. In Achinami, on Chesam and Aleph, it's coming to be Kailal every battle. So this is, as I said, the first Kloliistic idea, which is the restipler of this piece, ties to this taisvis. The whole Hutra Hutra is tied. If you want to learn the stipler when you're learning Daf Dalet, you want to Hutra Hutra, it's all tied to the taisvis and the Rambam. Adkan, the first Mahalach in taisvis and the Rambam, and really, for me, that's good enough. One Mahalach is fine, and it will be good. There's a second totally different Mahalach which I want to talk about, not because I'm out of ways of understanding the Rabbanan Taisis, but because the Yisayit itself is important. And that's a Rebbe Chanan. That's interesting. The Rebbe Chanan Yud Aleph Tes is the Kasha. Rebbe Chanan in Simi Gimel answers it. He answers it in Ois Yud, but it's all based on Simi Gimel, Ois Gimel. He brings a chakira b'shem Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Shkat, Shlita, was alive at the time he wrote it. So he says, Reb Shimon declared the following shayla. So again, let's step out of Tosis and the Rabban, which confuse, and go back to the basics. The basics. There's a basic idea in Shas. Ein kedushin Tosis b'chayvei krisis. Okay, not the Rebbe Kiva, talk about everyone agrees. The whole Shas, Ein Kedushin Taisin B'chayvei Krisus, what does that mean? If a man gives Kedushin to his mother, or his daughter, or his sister, Kedushin is not Taisin. This is Dachal. A person goes to marry an Erva, and he does Kedushin with two Eidim. Dachal. Ein Kedushin Taisin. Is that possible to be married to your Erva? The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Sama Zayin, what does that have a pasuk? Ein Kedushin Taisin. The Chayvei Krisis. Cleric Reb Shimon. When we say Ein Kedushin Taifs in the Chayvei Krisis, that means that if the Torah said you're not allowed to marry somebody, is Kedushin Taifs, we have to open up the Torah and see if this chorus. Let's see somebody with a Kaddish Mayavis. Is it Chal B'Di'evet? I don't know. I take out the Chumash. If I'm afraid to learn Chumash, I take out the Rambam. I see, what's the Einish? If the Einish is Karis, the Kedush is not Typhus. If the Einish is alive, then Kedush is Typhus. So is the Kaddish Amamza. Is it Chal? I have to take out the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam and see. Is Karis? That means it's not Chal. If there's no Karis, it means it is Chal. A Kedush and Typhus and Bechai Vekrisis. What is the Hezbollah? There are two ways to understand the rule of Ein Kedushin Taisin B'chayvei Krisis. You could understand that the fact that the Einish Karis pushes away the Tfisis Kedushin. The Torah tells you, you do something that's Chayiv Karis, the Einish Karis makes that there's no Chalais Kedushin. That Pashim Shat, maybe. The Einish Karis pushes away the Chalais Kedushin. That's one way to understand. Or, could be different. Could be, it has nothing to do with the Einish Karis. The Rabbi Shalalam wanted that certain Kedushin should be Chal, certain shouldn't be Chal. How do I know which ones the Torah means? So the Rabbi Shalalam told us, you want to know which ones are not Chal? Whichever one is an Einish Karis, that's a simin, that's something where Kedushin are not Chal. In other words, the first way to learn is that the Einish Karis is the Siba, the reason that Kedushin is not Chal. It's not Chal because Yichai have Karis, that's why it's not Chal. The second way to learn is that it's a simin. It's not the reason. It's not because there's an Einish Karis. It's a simin. You want to know which ones? The ones that are Einish Karis, those are the ones that the Rabbi Shalom wanted should be Chal. So the first way to learn is that the Einish Karis causes it. And the second way to learn is it's just a simin mi'alma. It's a simin that there's no Chalais Kedushin. But once I have the simin, there's no chalus kedushin independent of the issakaris.
Right, but it's not that wide.
What?
Every siman has to have an underlying, has to have a reason. Why can't we get married? So why can't someone marry your
master? It's a Xeris HaKasav either way. Xeris HaKasav, you can't marry your daughter. That thing I told you, Sabasai, Kedush, Marlos, I have a pasuk by one Erev, it's Makish all the Erevs. But the question is the Kavana Satoira, that the chorus pushes it away? Or that this is an Issa with his Ochalais? And Afkamina, I was thinking, if you hold that someone under 20 doesn't get chorus, Chorus would be an Afkamina. Someone under 20 is Makadish's sister, is a Chal. I don't think anybody's going to pass it in Chal. But L'chayr would be an Afkamina. If someone under 20 is Makadish's sister, if you say the chorus is what pushes it off, there's no chorus under 20. If you say that it's only a simid which relationships are not Chal, so even if you happen to have a pass on the chorus because you're under 20, but it's Chal. This is Rabbi Chanan's Kler, and he has an Arichus, Rayas, one way or the other. I'm not going to go into the Rayas now. Just try to understand how is the Gat, how is Sunya. Rabbi Chanan, in his big Arichus on this topic, in the Ois, at the end of Ois Yud, says, L'fi zeh, it'll be explained, it'll be understood, it'll be answered, the kasha he asked in Yud Aleph Tes. In other words, he doesn't refer to Yud Aleph Tes. The kasha was, if I say, seems he could be Miabe, that's what seems so Rava. If I say, he could be Miabe, there's no Chalais Kedushin. The Kedushin is not Chal. How could you be Miabe? Okay, that was. This is the confusing sentence that's confusing everybody. Is this line the kasha? Again, Gemara is mashma. If I say dechalaisi shesh mekaris, you could be miyabim. How could you be miyabim? The kedusha is not taifis, it's not chal. So Rabbi Chanan says we could answer that kasha like one side of this chakira. Which side? Did I figure out? I'm sure she got started on it before. But which side is it answered? That's the way I understand. That's the way I'm going to explain it. I don't think, I'm not sure that Rabbi Chanan is saying it. His Lashon is very bekitzer. I'll tell you the way I understand this teretz. But I have to tell you, if you look at the Rabbi Chanan, if we've been learning a sugya of Enkidushin Taisa Bechaibe Lavim, the Bechaibe increases, I would stop and try to figure this out. I'll tell you the way I understand Rabbi Chanan, and at least one person who agrees with me, I think they'll all agree with me. How can we answer the kasha? The kasha was, if a say is Dechle Shesh Bechoris, Hakibi Miabim, Kiddush is not Taifis. Why does it help to be Bayal Har? You're not going to be married to her. Would see if we're going to learn like the first side of Reb Shimon, the first side of Reb Chanan quoting Reb Shimon, that it's the Einish chorus that pushes away the Chalois Kedushin. Ein Kedushin Tais B'Chayve Krisis. The Einish chorus pushes away the Chayve Krisis. Then, if I say it's Doich Chalois Yeshesh B'Chorus, even if it's Hutcha, does the person get chorus? If you hold an assay is doicha l'assay shesh be chorus, does he get chorus? No, because the Gemara say, if I say doicha l'assay shesh be chorus, we're telling you do it. If we're telling you, Torah tells you do it, obviously there's no einish chorus, right? If I say doicha l'assay shesh be chorus, then you're not going to get punished chorus. It's an avera shesh be chorus. Well, you weigh it on a scale, and that say it pushes. Right, if I say Decholoysa say, do you get Malkus? Of course not. I say Decholoysa say. Is a person going to get Malkus for it? No. No, Einish, if the Torah says do it. Same thing. If I say Decholoysa Shesh Bekaris, you don't actually get the Einish Karis. Yeah. if you don't actually get the Einish Karis, so let's say according to the first tzad, it's only the Einish Karis that pushes away Chalais Kedushin. It's the punishment of Karis which knocks off that the Kedushin is not Chal. If there is no punishment of Karis, then the Kedushin is Chal. So it's very geschmack that if Asay is Dei Chalais Yisayish by Karis, then you could be Miyabin and you'll take and be married to her and it'll be Chal. Because it's only the Einish Karis that pushes it. There is no Einish Karis here. So nothing pushes away the Chalais Kedushin. So the Mela Kedushin will be Chal. Even though it's an Issa Karis, but if there's no Einish Karis. The first thought was that the Einish Karis is the Siba that pushes away the Chalais Kedushin. So here I have a Echetimsa where there's no Einish. So I say pushed it away. So that'll be a Chalais Kedushin. So Rabbi Chanan there doesn't go into the Ramban and Tosis. You're just answering the Kasha. Now how could I say Dechalos Yishrei Karis make that you're Miyabim Ayin HaKainahar? There it is. If the Einish pushes it away, here there's no Einish, so mainly there's nothing left to push it away. So this is the second, as I said when I started, the second Yisaidistik concept, Yisaidistik idea, which would serve to answer the Kasha we were left with yesterday. The Kasha, if I say Dechalos Yishrei Karis, still not married to her. At the end of the day, he's still not married to her. So you have two mahalchim. Either that if you hold hutra, you'll be married. The Gemara is worried about the other hutra. Or the second mahalach, that if the Einish Karis pushes it away, here where there's no Einish Karis, there's nothing to push it away. What? That'll be enough gemina. It'll be enough gemina. If you're miyabim, if you'll have to give a get, the biyishniya. We could clear if you hold hutra. What? Kiyishchal, would the Bishniya be Asr? Would we say, what's its Hutra? Right. Pashtus, you're right. The Bishniya would be Asr. Even though you're kind of Leisha, you have Echetim, so you're kind of Leisha. It's takala halacha. Every time a kaya marries a grusha, he's kaya leisha. It's chal, but the bishni, every bia is us. So there will be no get. I mean, if a person was miyabim, because I say bechalais I say, and there was no chalais kinyan. If I guess if you hold the mitzvah the bia, you would tell him do the bia, do the mitzvah, and walk away. There'd be no need to give a get because there's no chalais kedushin.
If you say I say Dechalos Yishrei Karis, there'll be no Karis. You'll be kind of her. But be a Shnia, whatever, because there's no one that says not Taifin. So you'll have to get a get, because it'll be Chal, that's what we're saying. The Avdei Beluv says a chiddush, Yud Ches Aleph, which rather goes on our Gemara, he says that it goes off by itself, that it'll be Mufka on its own, which I think Rabbi Chanan has a problem with. Okay, I hope you'll take the time to chazer and digest these two nekudas that we discussed today. Next week, Yirtzeh Hashem, I'd like to finish the Amud Beis rather quickly. I don't think there's a lot to spend time on here. Yirtzeh Hashem. Okay.